Target.com.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. That means any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
It's the Inside Out Show, live on remote.
This Saturday, the Inside Out Show broadcasts live from Starz Hardware in Webster Groves from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Come out and see us. We're live, and you'll get to meet our new co-host, Dave Sherwood. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great.
So if you're planning on doing something around the house like I am,
yes,
and planning like you do,
always,
we'll answer all your questions as we always have. Please join us. This is the Inside Out Show. John Shea and
David Sherwood.
This Saturday, live on location at Starz Hardware at 40 East Lockwood and Webster Groves.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
Well, this is unusual.
Life can be so sweet.
We're having equipment problems.
On sunny,
that's never happened.
Street. I used to walk.
Used to walk.
In the shade.
In the shade.
With those blues.
The blues.
On parade.
On parade.
I'm not afraid. This rover.
Get me an ice bag, will you?
Will you have?
No, we didn't want to build an igloo.
Crossed over.
Oh, he was not very nice to her.
No. She was a dingbat, though, so she brought it on herself, I think.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Waiting for the printer to kick in here. And Dan, I'm not getting anything on my screen. Don't ask me what's going on. It's going to be one of those days. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, one and all, young and old, people of all colors, creeds, religion. Do we ever decide what a creed is?
I think Apollo.
No, it's that's a boxer.
Yeah.
Race, creed, religion. I know what race is, I know what religion is. I don't think we ever really nailed down what creed is, but
yeah.
Whatever your creed, you're welcome here.
Yeah, you know, see, I looked it up before, and
it's pretty vague.
It says a system of Christian or other religious beliefs, so a faith. So that is religion.
Yeah. I hear static. Do you hear static?
I do, too. Yeah.
We may have to just take a break and reboot everything. We'll do that.
Wow.
Oh, now it's gone.
What happened?
It quit. Okay, we're clear.
Wow.
Clear! Sorry, folks. You never know. You never know. And it's not even like April Fool's Day or anything. In fact, it's April 19th, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Oh, come on.
It was another sleepy,
I'm not playing it again.
Oh, yeah, you are. Go check your revised contract and see what it says in there about a Pumpkinhead Harvey and a Sleepy Dusty Delta Day. They're both in there. Glad to have you with us. Now, Dan, since I'm having trouble with the... hold on here. I do not understand.
Did you smack it?
Yeah. Mm. It's just not, it's not coming through. Do we have our guest on the phone?
Yes, we do.
Let me explain to people why I want to talk to this guy. I don't even know how I stumbled on this. It started, I was searching some information about an item in the news, an article in the news, and then one thing led to another. Oh, I know what it was. I was looking up the latest with Bill O'Reilly and whether or not, you know, he's going to be out or come back to work or whatever. And then they had some references to statements that he had made about the people that he called pinheads. And one group was people who have tattoos on their faces or their foreheads, so that for the rest of your life, anybody that looks at you looks at that tattoo. Which then led me to a link, brought up a link to actual pictures, and these are mugshots of people who have decided to tattoo their faces.
Oh, I bet some of them are like the entire face with like 20 different tattoos.
Some are, but some of them would have been better off had they chosen the entire face, especially one guy that I pulled up his picture of, and he has, I'll tell you the best way to put this, if he's facing you, then his right cheek on his face would be on your left, okay?
Right.
So on his right cheek, nose, and then left cheek, which would be you looking left to right, his right cheek or your left side of your face, if you're looking at him, had the F word. F, okay.
All right.
On his nose, he had T-H-E, and on the other cheek, he had police. Now, can you imagine this guy getting pulled over? And they walk up to the driver's window. He rolls the window down, and they look at him, and it says, F the police. Right off the bat, this guy's got a problem. Now, see, I personally think that any cop should have the right to just beat him to a pulp. But you can't do that. Freedom of speech. So I got to looking at these numbskulls who decide to tattoo their faces. And for those of you out there, and I don't think there are many of you who'd say, well, you can't call them numbskulls. They have every right. Freedom. Yeah, they do. But certain things in your life that you do make you an idiot. They just do. You may have the right to do them, but you're still a stupid idiot. So I started looking around, and then I came across this guy who they think has the record for face tattoos.
Mm.
It's 73 tattoos on his face. I have him on the phone. He agreed to talk with us. His name is Tom. And Tom, do I have your last name right? Is it Nottingham?
Yeah, Tom Nottingham.
And did I have the number right? 73 tattoos on your face?
I got 74, actually.
74?
Oh, so since that was posted, you had what's the latest one you had put on there?
I had all my nose hairs removed, and I had them tattooed back in there.
So even your nose hairs are tattooed hairs?
Eyebrows, everything, yeah.
Does that count as one, or?
Nose hairs, each side counts as one, each side of the nose. And then I've got a bald spot in the back of my head, and I had that tattoo. That looks great. You know, I look like I got hair.
So I've heard of women having eyebrows tattooed on, and you know that. Yeah. So what you did is you just had. If someone would look up, you look up your nose. I don't know why they would. They would see what they think are nose hairs, but they're really tattoos.
Yeah, and it really looks good. I got a couple of, I guess you call them varicose veins or something coming like out of my nose there too, and it just looks like a continuation of that.
Wow. Now, I just saw a picture. I couldn't tell what a lot of your tattoos are. I'm assuming it looked like there was some vulgarity on your face. Some are vulgar, some are not so vulgar.
Yeah.
What is
that? Yeah, the ones that, I have no idea.
What in the world? Everything's going crazy. Okay, yeah, this is.
We're in the twilight
zone. I'm sorry,
Tom.
We got some weird stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Can you tell us some of the tattoos on your face, what they say? Do you have anything derogatory about the police or any derogatory tattoos at all?
No. I respect the police, and I say help the police on my forehead because I think they need all the help they can get in these kind of times. I respect the police. But,
okay, so you have visibly a tattoo that says help the police.
Yeah, and I hope that it doesn't read backwards like the guy you're talking about, but I hope that you know, helps me and they can visualize that when they pull me over. Because I do get pulled over every once in a while because, you know, a policeman will pass me and not believe what he saw because, you know, my whole face is tattooed. I'm actually tattooed beyond my neckline, too, all the way down. I got socks tattooed on me.
Hey, I'm sorry, what? Socks?
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't have to wear socks. And
that's pretty clever.
I tattooed a watch on my wrist, too. I don't have to wear a watch now.
Wow. What time is it all the time on your wrist when you look? What time is it perpetually?
Oh, well, like right now, let me look. 3:22.
And I'm guessing it's always 3:22, just like it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I was going to guess 4:20, but
you know, I'm a peon. We would have guessed 4:20, the reference to marijuana. Do you smoke marijuana?
No, I do not.
That's a surprise. That's a shocker.
Huh.
Now,
smoke Lucky.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions here. First of all, I always maintain that if you tattoo your face all up, your job prospects are pretty limited. Do you work?
Yeah, I work. I'm a contract laborer. I work not around the public.
I could see why.
Yeah.
Your tongue, I understand, is tattooed. What's tattooed on your tongue?
it says, I lick you on my tongue.
Oh, okay. Ah. Instead of I like you.
Yeah.
I exactly. lick you. That's pretty good.
Does that ever work with the ladies? You know, you just kind of stick out your tongue at them and.
Well, you don't know what works. You know, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. You just don't know what's working.
And I'm sure that's a good question Peon had, but I'm sure no matter how attractive your tongue is, when they see the rest of your face, it scares a lot of women off.
Sometimes, yeah, it really does.
What was your first tattoo? The very first one. Where was it?
It was an eagle, and it was right in the. It was actually an eagle's foot coming down from an eagle that was on my temple, and the foot came down, and it kind of went in where the crow's feet would be in your on the corner of your eye.
Oh, so that is very clever.
That sounds interesting.
That's very clever.
But I'm an eagle fan, so I put the eagle's foot in there. It was like crow's feet, but it's an eagle's foot.
Yeah.
How old are you, Tom?
I'm 51.
Okay, so it's not just young, dumb guys that do this. It's, no offense, sometimes old, dumb guys do it. When you say you're contracted, do you ever lose any work? Because once people meet you, they go, deal's off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some people are real prejudiced against it. They see a guy with tattoos, that's one thing. You see a guy with his whole head tattooed, that's a totally different thing. And sometimes they just say, I just can't do it. I can't be around you. I can't, you know, work with you all day. I got to look at you. I can't do it.
Without being specific, what is the most offensive tattoo you have?
Offensive to me or offensive to other people?
Other people. Why would you have one on you that's offensive to you? Would you do that? Put a tattoo on yourself that's offensive to you?
I guess I got on the right side of my forehead, I got a boob tattooed there.
A woman's boob. Breast? That's not offensive to me or Peon.
No. No,
but it's got one of those nickel rings in it, though.
Nickel ring?
I believe those are called nipple rings. He probably didn't know if he could say nipple on the radio.
I didn't.
Well, listen, I appreciate you speaking with us. 74 tattoos, updated right. number, 74 tattoos on your face. Just out of curiosity, and I don't know why I'm asking this, but have you done any tattoos down in that area, that private area?
In the area I live in, you mean?
No, I mean like on your body, your private part.
No, I have not. I've not done anything down there in that area.
That's probably a good idea.
And the no-no, I call it the no-no square.
That's probably a good idea. Well, Tom, good luck with, you know, your face and everything, and thanks for talking with us.
Thanks. If I get any more, I'll give you a call, let you know what
That'd
they
be
are.
Great. That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom, I forgot to ask him where he lives.
This is interesting.
I don't think he's a St. Louis area guy. 74 tattoos on his face. Help the police, he has on there.
Yeah, that's goes surprising. Against anything you've ever
I'm
heard
sure
of.
I'm sure the cop
people.
Haters don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. And he's a real guy. Before you people email, was that a real guy? Yeah, he's a real guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Nottingham with the 74 tattoos. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't today.
I do.
All right. I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss to everybody. Dan?
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
We've talked about good service and bad service over the years.
Yes, we have.
And there's a Taco Bell on Dorset Road, not far from
Before you
there.
Say anything bad or good, let me restate to people, we love Taco Bell.
Yes.
Okay. And I really like Taco Bell.
And I go in there once in a while, generally on a Wednesday. This place has the absolute best staff I have ever dealt with in any fast food restaurant.
Ooh.
The entire staff.
And you
like
know that. And you know a little bit, a thing or two about the fast food business. You
yes.
were an assistant manager at Sambo's.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get that out there for people who don't know it.
No. Oh, yeah. Darn right. But I was in line, and I was talking to some guy, and we were talking about how nice all of them are, and he said that was his favorite Taco Bell, and he said, and he goes, I hate to leave this. I said, why? He goes, my company's moving, but they're not moving that far, so he's probably going to come back to that one. He goes, I don't want to go to any other one, but yeah, whatever the manager has done or whatever, I don't know what they've done, but every person in there is friendly, and they will do anything for you and stuff. It's just crazy, crazy good. So that's what I wanted to say. Everybody complains about stuff, but these guys are just tremendous.
And where is it again?
It's on Dorset Road. Not far from the station. Yeah, right around the corner here.
All right.
But yeah.
That's you know what? They appreciate that too.
Yeah, that's the basically the only thing I have.
Okay, let's close the Burke segment. Officially closed. It's funny because like 2 days ago, I think it was the day before yesterday, I had a situation where the person I was working with was really, really good, and I said, "Who is your boss?" And when you do that, it scares them.
Oh, I know.
Because they assume you're going to complain.
Yeah.
And there's a little hesitation. I said, "Not really. I want to call your boss." It was a service person that came to the house. I said, "I want to call your boss." I did it right in front of him. He gave me the number, and I called. I get the guy on the phone. I said, "I just want to tell you something. This guy," and I gave him his name, "is absolutely what everybody hopes they get when somebody comes to the house. Polite, courteous, knew his stuff, knowledgeable." I said, "Hang on to this guy." And the boss doesn't expect that.
No,
they always say,
right?
"Well, nobody ever asked to speak to me about anything good." So here's a suggestion, folks. If somebody comes, because everybody complains when something's bad. That's you just do. But rarely when things are going well does anybody say anything. So if you can, and when you can, ask for somebody's boss. They love it. They love it.
I've done that at a restaurant before, and I said, "Can I see the manager?" And they said, "Is there a problem?" I said, "I just would like to talk to the manager." So they go and get the manager, and the manager comes walking over, and he's like, "Yes, can I help you?" And you know that he's ready for something.
Oh, yeah, he's ready. He's ready to defend his people.
Yeah, and I said, "I just wanted to tell you that that the waitress that we had tonight is tremendous. She was great, and I went through about what she did and everything." I said, and he goes, "Oh, wow, I thought you were going to complain."
Here's a good one. This was at a Lowe's, and there was a woman there, and her arm was in a sling. I don't know what happened. It was maybe the rotator cuff. I don't know. But even the arm in a sling, and you know she's probably miserable. I've never had my arm in a sling, but I would be really a bad person to be around. This woman was the most helpful. She went above and beyond. I don't even remember what it was that she told me, but she saved me the headache of having to come back, take something back, and replace it because she knew I had the wrong thing. So I said, "Who's your manager here?" And she said, "Well, it's whatever, Alexa or something." It was a female name. And I said, "I'd like to speak with her." And she says, "Well, she's tied up right now." She said she's tied up to keep me from doing what she thought I was going to do, and that's complain about her. And I said, "Well, how long will she be tied up? I'll wait." And somebody else comes up who overhears what we're saying, and I guess it was the person between this woman and the boss, and said, "Is there something I can do to help you?" I said, "Are you the boss? Are you the boss of everybody here today?" He says, "No, but I'm a supervisor. Maybe I can help you." And I said, "No, I need to speak to this Alexa," whatever her name is. So the person gets on the house phone there at Lowe's, and I've got a customer. "I'm sorry, but she's busy." I said, "Well, I'll just wait." And he said, "Well, can I at least ask you what it's about?" I said, "Yes, it's about this lady." I'm pointing to her. She's standing right there. I said, "I want somebody to know how good she is and what a great job she's doing." Miraculously, they get on the phone again and say, "She'll be right up." And she came up, and couldn't have been nicer. And it was almost like they'd never had anybody compliment anybody before. That's the way she acted.
I can add on to this, too. We took Archie last night to the baseball game, and we were.
Hey, how'd that go, by the way?
It went all right. He did okay. We were only able to last, I don't know, fifth or sixth inning.
That's more than I thought. I would have thought second inning.
Oh no, Archie was the hit of the place.
And we were in a section that served food. It was one of those. It's called the Proficient Red Jacket Club.
Yes,
the new section this year.
And, that's really nice.
You must know somebody.
Yes, well, something like that, but. we had a waitress in there, and she was great with helping him out all night, bringing him stuff. You know, she would bring little fruit from the bar, you know, cherries and oranges and whatever. And so, yeah, so she was great. She was great to deal with, because I'm sure that can be a hassle, especially with a two-year-old, and if they're acting up or whatever. But she was helping him bring, you know, stuff to play with, and yeah, so...
That's good to know, because my son's going to take my grandson next month to a game. And
yes, they have.
And it's sort of like we're all, again, second inning, fourth inning. Everybody's got a bit on how long he's going to make it.
There's a section.
For five, that's good.
Yeah, there's a section. Well, we had to definitely walk around for a little bit, but there's a section near the outfield, the center field area, and it's a kids section where they have a little playground area. So, yeah, they can find a couple things to do.
See, you did have
move around.
I'll bet, is Archie listening? If I hope he's not listening, because he's probably sitting there going, I hope my daddy mentions taking me to the ball game, and you said I don't have anything. He's probably already completely crushed and devastated.
Well, probably.
All right, Burke segment's officially closed. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We'll take your calls. Whatever's on your mind, I'd be happy to talk to you. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, because it's Wednesday. We'll be here after the 4 o'clock news break, top of the hour. A few commercials, and Dr. Doug is on the air, and you have a chance to ask him for some great free veterinary, is the way you're supposed to say it, advice. So that'll be right after 4
veterinary
o'clock.
Veterinary?
Even he doesn't say it right. He says veterinarian, and he is one.
Yeah.
And I never correct him, because I think, you know what? That's a tough call. He is one, and if he wants to, it would be like if he were a realtor and he said, I'm a realtor. No, it's realtor,
and
not realtor.
If you say, I was with a bunch of vets, then they think, oh, you're
military.
Yeah, veterans.
And the other one is jewelry. When people say jewelry, no, it's jewelry, not jewelry. And here's the big one, and this would offend, I guess, people who are real, real devout Christians. Yeah, Jesus died at Calvary. No, or they send in the cavalry. No, the cavalry is the army, is the guys on horses, and Calvary is where the cross was. And a lot of people mess that up when they say send in the cavalry. Cavalry. So now we've straightened all that out, and I can take a moment to talk to you about Window World. Window World, as I'm sure you already know, sells windows for $189 a piece. Any size, white, vinyl, double hung windows, $189. And that's been the price for as long as I've known about Window World. They've only been in business a little over 14 years. And in just over 14 years, in fact, I wanted to say in 14 years they're number one. They were number one when they've been around 12 years. Number one meaning the number one selling replacement window in the United States. They're also the original $189 window. The reason we say that is because the copycat people came along. It didn't take them long. Once they saw the success of Window World, then they announced their $189 window, thinking that you would think it's the same. It's not the same. It has to have the name Window World on it to be the same. Lifetime warranty on the glass breakage, the parts, everything. It's a terrific value. I had a boss one time in the ad agency business ask me if I knew the definition of the word value. And I didn't. I said, it's a good deal. He said, well, it's not really just a good deal. It's, are you getting your money's worth or more? That's value. What are you getting for your dollar? In this case, yeah, great value. Window World, they're also very charitable. You need to know that the charitable arm is Window World Cares. And they've given a pile of money, like $500,000, to St. Jude Children's Hospital. So you know you're supporting a good company when you support Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
All righty. Time to look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
Yeah, and it's one of those perfect storm nightmares for drivers right now, because the baseball game just got let out and we've got rush hour starting and things are a mess. You've got a stall. They do moved off to the right shoulder on westbound 70 past Jennings Station Road. You're backed up two about Union. Eastbound 40 is heavy at Grand to the Poplar. Westbound starts at Compton out to McCausland. We also had an earlier incident at Clayton Morris, and that's moved. Traffic slow from McKnight. If you're coming in from Illinois, you've got a couple lanes down near 4th Street, and boy, traffic is jammed back to 203 on 5570. Westbound 44, drivers slowing now from Arsenal out through Shrewsbury, also between 141 to just east of Antire Road, and southbound 270. Just a little bit of volume now between Olive and Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP Month. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the visiting Charlotte Independents Saturday, April 22nd, game time 7:30. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
And the world.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Fresno, California.
Aaron Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Alex Perez, ABC News.
The Big 550.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Lenters, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
KTRS. Depend on it.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, Family Dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it? Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair.
Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Nearly 80 years ago, Midwest Floor opened its doors for the first time with one goal in mind,
to supply the St. Louis area with the finest quality flooring and craftsmanship available. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor, and it is my pledge to the St. Louis area to continue that policy by providing you with a comfortable shopping experience from the most knowledgeable sales staff anywhere, along with expert union craftsmen to install your floor. Karastan Carpet, with the same reputation for quality, is offering up to $1,000 in rebates on every carpet in their prestigious line. This month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings, plus up to a $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
Hi, Terry Hall here. It's spring. When you're thinking of selling your home, start with figuring out what it's worth and what you can do to increase its value. My average days on the market for selling a home is less than 20 days. That's right. Your home sold in 20 days or less for the most amount of money. I've been helping people sell their home for 30 years. Let's start by meeting, going over what to do to get you the most money in the shortest time. Call me at 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Or email me at info@terryhall.net. That's info@terryhall.net.
I think it is very possible for people to be paranoid and be overly concerned with safety. I remember when, and it depends on where you live too, there are still some little communities, I know in the South especially, that it's like they never flip the page of the calendar over. It's still 1960 or something. People don't lock their doors. I had an aunt and uncle down in a little hick town in Tennessee where I lived till I was seven, and till they died, they never locked a door in their house. They never locked their car. But they also lived in a little nothing town where everybody knew everybody. We're not there. You and I don't live there. We live in the greater St. Louis area, and I don't care how safe you think you are. If I were a criminal, I would deliberately go and pick out those neighborhoods that just were convinced they were safe. I wouldn't, you know, rob my own community, a run-down place in the hood or whatever. I'd go where the people think, nobody's ever going to rob us. This all brings me to Gateway Lock and Security. And I'm sure there are people that think, well, you know, high-definition surveillance cameras, that's overkill. You don't need that. Hopefully, you won't ever need it. And think about this, having the cameras outside, inside, your business, your home, you'll never know if you needed them or not. Because there may have been people who had some bad intentions, and they made it all the way to your house or your property, and they were stopped by the sight of those cameras. So there's no way to determine how many times that happens. And to me, the cameras have already done their job, even though they didn't really capture anything but a person looking at them. And lots of people look up. I do. When I go in anywhere, like a store, I kind of look around. I'm interested in where the camera is. Not because I'm planning on robbing the place or anything. It interests me. And it interests me how some businesses and some homes don't care at all about any kind of security. They just think, well, that stuff's never going to happen to me. That is a really naive and, I think, stupid way to think. This world is the craziest it's ever been since I've been born. And I guarantee you there are lots of people my age or even younger who will say that same thing. We have never seen a country about to explode the way it is now over two things, politics and race. So I don't know that anybody is really safe. Their business is safe. And then there's that inside job stuff. If you've ever known anybody who had a business, they can tell you some shocking stories about how people that work there, they trusted for years and years. Well, he was my best manager. And then they know the business so well, they know exactly where the good stuff is and how to get to it and how to steal from you and screw you over and hopefully not hurt anybody, but that too. So think about that. Just think about how safe you want to be. And think about how one product, actually multiple products if you do more than one camera, installed properly by Gateway Lock and Security, can either help you catch the person that did this horrible stuff or prevent it from ever happening at all. And I'd like to think that the best of those two scenarios is that it never happens at all. Never happened, but you'll never know how many times it would have without those cameras. Why don't you just go to their website and take a look at what they do? Because they do a lot of other stuff too. But their big business is installing ultra-high definition cameras. See, there's high def and there's ultra-high def. And then there's 4K and there's 8K. And trust me, these cameras are clear enough. I've watched them zoom in on, I like to use the nose hair example, on the nose hairs of some guy, or ear hair, or license plate number. It's a great feeling, feeling safe. Feeling safe and secure is a great feeling. Gateway Lock and Security, the website, easy as the name, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Good family business, and just go to their website. That's all we ask. You want to take some phone calls?
Sure.
Let's do that. We don't get to talk to people very much. We're going to talk to you next hour about your pets and questions you have for Dr. Doug, but if there's anything else that you'd like to kick around, no politics, please. That never goes well. No matter what you say or which side you're on, it doesn't go well. Anything else you want to talk about? I can't help you much. I'm not a sports expert. Not an expert on anything, but I love people's stories. I love to hear them talk. And, ooh, a reminder, tomorrow Scott Sherman comes in the 4 o'clock hour. So if you have a legal question, he'll be happy to help you with that, too. Hey, you got to tip your hat to this employee at McDonald's. Do you know, Peon, was it a male or female, whoever it was?
Oh, I don't.
That helped him catch that horrible Facebook killer?
Yes. I don't know. I don't think the story I read had the gender of the...
I've thought about this. When they put a picture of some guy out for everybody to see, they're on billboards, he's on TV, I almost thought, would I recognize this guy if I saw him? You ever think about that?
He had a pretty distinguishable look.
As long as he didn't shave that beard.
Right.
Yeah, he was very, like, one of a kind. But you got to hand it to this employee, this McDonald's employee, who he went to the drive-thru, and this kid recognized him and was able to stall him because, as you know, there are two windows. There's the order window and then the window where you, you order at the speaker, then you go to the window and pay, and then you go to the second window and you get your food. And this kid was clever enough and was paying enough attention that they were able to get the manager to help him stall the guy by saying, what, his French fries weren't ready yet or something?
Yeah, we need to make some fresh fries.
Mix up so in the order.
You
just
hold out here, pull up and wait.
And that gave them enough time that even though he had pulled away, he was still in the air and they were able to nab this guy.
That's great.
So one sicko off the face of the earth, because he then proceeded to kill himself in the car, shoot himself. All right, Jim's on the phone. I'd like to talk to him. Jim, how are you?
Frank.
Yes, sir.
I just listened very anxiously to two of your commercials, and you told me everything but what I needed.
Okay, what do you need?
The phone numbers.
Here's the reason I don't do the phone numbers, is because most people are in their cars, and most people aren't going to call right now for most of these things. But you bring up a good point. But you understand what I'm saying?
I understand that, but the people are paying you for a commercial. I don't have a computer. I got a flip phone, but I do need some windows.
Okay, we can take care of that. We can absolutely take care of that. Hang on here. I don't have it memorized.
I thought that would be a good time to talk to the boss.
You've got a very good point, and there aren't many people anymore without computers, but there are some. You ready? You got a pen?
I do.
Here we go. 314-993-1800.
That's an easy one.
That's real easy.
All right.
But I'm glad, you know what, I'm glad you said that, though. I'm still not going to make a habit of giving phone numbers out simply because when you're in the car, and I've been in the car driving, I hear a phone number,
I'll tell you what, if you give out the phone number the way you just did, and not say it real fast,
no,
people will remember.
I'm not a fan of doing it too fast. That's a good point. You bring up a good point. I appreciate it.
And I enjoy your show.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye. Now, see, Jim didn't sound old enough to me to not have a computer. He didn't sound... I understand somebody like, you know, my dad said not long ago, and he's asked a couple of times, what's all this WWW stuff? He has no idea what that means. And people say online at something.com, think about it. He has no idea what they're talking about.
I think in most cases you would be right, but there are some people that just avoid technology on purpose. I don't want to even start getting involved in that.
And anymore, there's really no way for them to look up the number if they don't have a computer. Are there still white pages or yellow pages or something?
Yeah,
if there are, they decided to make the type so small nobody can read it.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I think Peon's right, though. Like Jim, he said he has a flip phone. So there are some people. My mom has a flip phone because she hated her smartphone.
And that's not going to get her the number to Window World.
No.
Because you don't get online with a flip phone.
No.
No, it's a good point. It's a good point. And then you have, not often, but every once in a great while, you'll have an advertiser or a business say, give him my address, 110673 Manchester Road.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That, you know, like they're going to remember that and be able to write it down. All right, we need to take a break, I guess, don't we? And when we come out of the news at 4 o'clock, if you have a pet, and it doesn't matter if it's a macaw, is that the bird macaw, like MC?
Yes, they look like a parrot, a bigger parrot, I think, macaws
are. I thought that was a morning guy.
No, that's the macaw. Millhaven is a real big parrot.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. So whether it's that or a Savannah, which is a lizard type thing. See, I'm making a point to say not just dogs and cats, although most people that call me dog.
That was his partner in the morning.
What?
Savannah. I was just playing on the other joke.
What? It didn't work.
No.
You notice how it didn't work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to the laughter. Listen. Oh, there's not any.
Hey, sometimes you just have to throw something out there.
You do.
You know, if it sticks.
That's right. You never know till it's out.
Yeah.
And you never learn your lesson until you feel the pain of silence. And then you get it. So you won't do that one again. In fact, we're going to help you out here. Edit that out, Peon.
Okay.
I don't want people to know he said something that stupid. American Equity Mortgage. 25 years on this show. On this show, before this show was even here, we had American Equity Mortgage. Somebody out there in listening land has done a pretty good job of saying we're AM and the PM, or they wouldn't still be with us. If you are house hunting, your realtor will probably suggest a mortgage company and a title company. By the way, has anybody ever known the difference between one title company and another?
No.
I don't even know what that means and why one you choose one over the other anyway. Different story with mortgage companies and people who provide mortgages. Different story with realtors. It does make a difference. You want a mortgage lender who will get you the very best rate you can get based, of course, on your credit and your history. Your credit rating. And they will. They will. If it's out there and you can get the credit, they'll get it for you. And they'll do it quick. They work quickly. Then, of course, there's the great service they provide homeowners. These are people who own homes outright or you own it with a lender. You have equity in that house, which is, they used to call it collateral. I don't hear that word anymore, but it's great collateral. And whatever you need, they'll jump through hoops to get it for you. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
It's time for another check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
And eastbound Highway 270 is now jamming Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. You have southbound 170 slow from Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 70 heavy from looks like... little bit, it's about the McKinley Bridge down through the depressed section, eastbound 40 downtown, heavy Van Deventer to the Poplar. You're also slow now from Jefferson on westbound Highway 40, and you're going to find slow pockets of stop-and-go traffic all the way out through Lindbergh. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP Month. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line, your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
The rain falls.
I'm getting wet.
But you're inside of your house.
It's my leaky roof.
Stop those drips.
How?
By calling Rieger Roofing and Siding. Family owned for five generations since 1928 at 314-965-6203. They're neat, clean, efficient, local, and have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
314-965-6203?
That's right. Put down the umbrella and let Rieger Roofing and Siding stop the drips.
For good.
Online at RiegerRoofingandSiding.com.
Are you tired and confused? Tired of roofers showing up at your front door and confused about who's actually local and reputable, especially after a storm? Then you should call Rieger Roofing and Siding. Family owned for five generations at 314-965-6203. Whether you need spot repairs or need to replace an entire roof on your home or business, go with the local guys who have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. Rieger Roofing. Online at RiegerRoofingandSiding.com.
Mirror Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Baron Mirror Glass and Door. Baron Mirror Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Baron Mirror Glass and Door can't be beat.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard. I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weese.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens,